brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combos with Combos Radio News. Combos at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15. Combos Radio 94.9. It's Combos. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Combos Radio.
Twin toddlers are drowned in well. Kankoyo residents bemoan continued release of sulfur dioxide by Mopani copper mines into their community. In African news, Malawi's ex-R president wins election in a comeback at age 85. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Three-year-old twin toddlers have drowned in a well in the Chitumba area of Vubu district in Eastern Province. The two-year-old twin toddlers are drowned yesterday, September 23, 2025, after being left unsupervised. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident, noting that the children's parents were working in a nearby field when the incident happened. Mr. Mwemba said the incident was reported by the grandfather to the deceased children, Hamilton Piri, through a phone call after he discovered them lifeless in a well. The deceased twins have been identified as Catherine Piri and Kephas Piri, both aged 2 years, 10 months of Mshanga village. The police commanding officer added that the children were first discovered by 22-year-old Christine Banda in a 1.2-meter well at around 14 hours. Police have since handed over the bodies of the twins to the family for burial after preliminary investigations proved there was no foul play. Residents of Kankoyo Township in Fulila District have expressed their frustration over the continued release of sulfur dioxide by Mopani copper mines into their community. Despite our pronouncements that measures have been put in place to stop the release of sulfur dioxide, the situation continues to worsen, with residents stating that the substance that they've been exposed to recently is worse than what they experienced in the past. Fidelis Mwango, a resident, has challenged the local leaders to visit the area and listen to the pleas of the people, stating that their health is at risk from inhaling the sulfur dioxide.
In other words, we experience the same thing. This simply means that this environment is not conducive for human life. For example, if we talk of most of the diseases that we have been suffering from, each and every time we complain chest pain, we complain the issue of coughing, the issue of sneezing, through such things.
And a Futurepreneurs Zambia Organization Executive Director Martin Kampamba has emphasized the need for governments to hold the mining firms accountable for continued environmental pollution. Mr. Kampamba has called on the government to strengthen policies that protect the environment and people living in mining towns from mine pollution.
An investor, when they come and they are mining, they are supposed to look to it to say that the environment is preserved, the indigenous people they are found, they are engaged, the indigenous people that they are found are looked well after. Lastly, we are saying, as we do development, we should not do development on an aspect of killing our environment and killing us, because the environment is the source of everything. If mining needs to do more productivity, the production is dependent on human resources.
Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has appealed to councillors to encourage farmers and not to sell all their maize to Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Mr. Kapungwe explained that farmers should reserve a part of their harvest for household consumption to avoid creating dependency on government relief of food. He advised that selling all maize could lead to food shortages at community level, which would place an extra burden on government to provide food support.
Dear councillors, let us encourage our farmers not to sell all the crops, embarrassed as a farming district. We produce enough, is claiming number three on high productivity in the district from Chivombo, Kapiri, and then Mukushi, on small scale farmers. But again, we will see that we will be the first one to go and queue for food for work and start buying in the Tumasimpo Medas. That is very, very embarrassing. I want to encourage you, my dear colleagues, even as you go around your wards, encourage these farmers not to sell everything.
Chimwemwe Member of Parliament Allen Banda has emphasized the need for a dedicated power line from ZESCO for the Nkana Water Supply and Sanitation Water Distribution Center. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Banda revealed that the center is currently operating at less than a quarter of its capacity due to persistent power outages affecting the Twatasha area and surrounding communities. Mr. Banda also expressed concern over the impact of load shedding on small businesses and urged ZESCO to refrain from load shedding during the day. He adds that ZESCO has agreed despite concerns about cable theft at night. And the lawmaker has disclosed that the police and the neighborhood watch have been engaged to conduct a night patrols to curb the theft of ZESCO cables. Meanwhile, Chimwemwe Constituency Development Fund CDF Committee Chairperson Rashid Mwango highlighted that despite our challenges, numerous development projects have been implemented in the constituency.
Happy to announce to say that to require you to be a part of the maternity clinic to attach in Galaxy Group.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Mega J52 and 333.
That's my number, the one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN. Everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamele chalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 250. 50 kg delele, 500. 50 kg rumanda, 100 kwacha. 50 kg impwa, 600. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 70 kwacha. 50 kg repu, 90 kwacha. 50 kg mupilu 130, 50 kg Chinese